It is WSGW. It's a Tuesday morning, usually after the 7:30 news, but this morning after the 8:30 news, it's Dive In for Loons Baseball time.
Dive in to the game where the pitcher takes a mile.
Dive in
to the plays, to the sight and sound.
Dive in.
We're going to make that diamond shine.
Dive in.
It's Loons Baseball time.
Indeed, we're always happy to talk Loons Baseball. All season long during the Loons season, and Tyler Kring of the Great Lakes Loons, once again in studio. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing fantastic, thank you. Always good to have you on a Tuesday. I got to tell you that last Tuesday I had a chance to enjoy the Loons game. Of course, every Tuesday is WSGW media night.
Absolutely, it is.
And I was out last Tuesday. One of the two unsuccessful games for the Loons against the Lugnuts.
Well, at least it's not the only one where we can't blame you alone exactly. For the reason the
That's
Loons
what I was
lost.
Thinking. That's what I was thinking.
I don't want to be a bad luck charm.
But aside from that, another six games and another series win for the Loons, four games to two.
Yeah, 4-2 win against the Lugnuts. You know, they struggled against the Whitecaps. I went 5-4 overall in this 9-game home stand, which in the grand scheme of things isn't that bad. You know, it's 130. People are like, oh, like they're not doing as well as they were. I'm like, well, they're not going to go 20-2 like the whole way through the season. They would be like 110-20 or something ridiculous.
You'd be so, writing record books. At
you'd
that
be
point.
Writing record books. ESPN would be here, like doing movies on this team. So 5-4 is overall not that bad. It's a long season. It's 132 game schedule. But we are into the final month of the regular season now. We only have 3 homestands left at Dow Diamond. The guys are on the road now in Lake County for this week. The light at the end of the tunnel is there as far as getting to the end of the regular season. The guys are tuning up, and then we'll make the playoff push here. So it's hard to believe it's almost over.
We talked about this last week, but I want to reference it again. This is the trading deadline day for Major League Baseball.
Yes.
And as you've talked, you never know what can happen. For example, the Tigers traded Robbie Grossman for a minor leaguer.
For a minor leaguer, for a prospect.
So between now and the end of the day, you don't know, though, what may or may not. You have no
idea. Again, we're not going to be breaking any news on the radio this morning, Charlie.
And I understand that.
No, but we genuinely don't know. So,
yeah,
like,
we really don't.
You know, we really don't. So at the minor league level, they really don't. You know, we hear from scouts all the time. Like, if you were to, every single scout that came into the ballpark this past week, every one of them felt like they are the leader in the clubhouse for the Juan Soto deal. Their particular team. It could be any single one of them because they all feel like they're going to get that guy. It really comes down to, you know, the relationships that the major league clubs have with each other and really the pieces that you're willing to move. You know, the Dodgers don't necessarily need to move anybody. They're a very good team as it is. You'd be essentially trying to, like, lock in the World Series title this year if you really wanted to do it. But I don't see the Dodgers being a team that's going to sacrifice the farm, so to speak, no pun intended when we're talking farm systems here, for a win now when they could be really, really good over the next few years, which they will be with the current farm system. But I've said that, and now I could be surprised at like 3 o'clock today. So maybe I've jinxed out there, and half the team's going to have to get on an airplane today. But again, we don't know. So,
But you said something that I think fans should understand, and maybe they do, is there are no secrets. Other clubs know what you have.
Absolutely.
You know what other clubs have. The big
Absolutely.
Leagues. I mean, the scouts are there. There's conversations going on.
In today's world of stats and sabermetrics, and if you've ever seen the movie Moneyball, like that is how every team operates. Every team knows what every other team has because most of the time, all these guys, every team probably looked at, say you have a pitcher, John Smith or whoever it is. Every single team, when this John Smith was either in high school or college, probably scouted this guy. Now every team has monitored how has John Smith done through the minors. They know exactly what you have. It's more or less when a scout comes to the ballpark is to put the eye test to whether or not that guy is legit, if his numbers are matching up. There are some teams that are very much still old school where they need to send a guy out and see a guy in person with the radar gun behind home plate and everything like that. And then there are teams that are more not technologically advanced, but more modern in how they approach things. And so they're using very much more of the sabermetrics and the money ball system, like looking at deep stats, RPM, launch angle, obviously miles per hour on a pitch, release angle of a pitcher, reaction time of an outfielder. All this stuff is measured. A lot of folks don't know, but at Dow Diamond, we have a system called TrackMan. And what that does is it's a radar system that essentially tracks every movement on the field. And there's 9 cameras positioned around the ballpark, locked in on every single position on the field. And so if you wanted to know the outfielder's reaction time and the path that he took to a fly ball to see if that was the most accurate path he could have taken, they can tell that. So
really?
Yes. Or if they want to know the RPM on a baseball or the release angle of the pitcher, anything you want measured, they can tell
you. So I knew that was going on at the major league level.
It's at that. Yeah, so
I didn't realize it went all the way down into even high A.
So it varies by team. Let's be real. The Los Angeles Dodgers are one of the richer parent clubs in Major League Baseball. Probably put them behind the Yankees and the Red Sox. Then you probably have the Dodgers. They invest a lot of money into their prospects at every level. It's the same reason why the team has 2 personal chefs. It's the same reason why the team is on an all-organic diet. It's the same reason there is a kitchen trailer that travels around with the team, and so they have their own food. They can control it. They say, if we want our athletes to perform well on the field, we have to control what goes into their bodies, whole thing. Then you have other clubs where they come into the ballpark and they're ordering Qdoba catering, nothing against Qdoba, but they're ordering like fast food catering after every game and things like that. So it's just a scope in the spectrum of teams. You know, it's no different at the major league level. You have the Baltimore Orioles or you have the New York Yankees. It really filters down to the minor league level as well.
Insight to what's happening at Dow Diamond.
A lot.
Nothing happening this weekend. Well, no baseball happening this week.
No baseball at home
because
this week,
of
yes.
The Loons being on the road. So let's get fans. As you said, 3 homestands, although one of those homestands is kind of like a dual homestand.
It's a back-to-back. Yeah, it's 12 games in 13 days, and that's the last homestand in the season. So the team's on the road in Lake County, and they come home against, I believe, Peoria's coming to town next week. Go on the road for one more trip, and then they're back for their last 12 games of the regular season. So it's one long homestand that ends on the Sunday of Labor Day weekend. So it's only 18 games left. 18 games sounds like a lot, but it's only 3 weeks. I mean, a month from now, regular season will be over. So, and then we'll be looking at playoffs and fingers crossed that the boys make a run at it. So, it is hard to believe that's almost here. But yeah, it is. Summer's winding to a close, unfortunately.
Well, let's advance the next homestand. Mm-hmm. I know you've got some special games that are going on. Yep. What are fans going to enjoy, aside from your usual great promotions each night?
If fans need to know anything about the next homestand, it's they either need to come on Friday or Saturday. So Friday is our first ever Louis Bobble Belly giveaway. We said, why make a bobblehead when you can make Louis' big old belly bobble? So it is for the first 1,000 fans that come through the gate and or any of our season package holders that come to that game. Get a bobble belly of Lou. It's also a Feast Friday with $1 and $2 concession deals and a Fireworks Loontacular, so a slam-packed Friday night. That's next Friday the 12th. And then on Saturday the 13th, it's our last Marvel night. We've done it's a series of 3 this year. This is the 3rd of the 3. Black Panther will be at the ballpark, and we'll cap that up night off with a Fireworks Loontacular as well. So if you're trying to narrow it down, I'm going to narrow it down the 6 games down to 2 games for you. Come either Friday and get a free bobble belly, or come Saturday and catch your last Marvel superhero night.
And we do all that. How do we find out about tickets and information, Tyler Kring?
Loons.com, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
It's always easiest. Mm-hmm. I should ask from this past homestand. Again, you always have special nights, yep. But I know one of your very special nights you were talking about was last Thursday with the office night.
Yes.
Successful?
Great success. The whole homestand as a whole was very successful. Kate Flannery, who played Meredith on The Office, was a great success. We had over 4,000 people come. She was a ball of energy. She's everything that you thought she would be on the show. Our annual Princess and Pirate Night was last Saturday. That was a sellout. We had over 5,300 people in the ballpark. Overall, for the homestand, we had over 36,000 people come to the games across the 9 days. So we averaged over 4,000 people a game, which is phenomenal. It's a really, really great sight to see. Games are selling out, and box seats are selling out. We had 3 or 4 games where the Seeing Bowl itself sold out. So if fans are thinking about coming to a game next week, certainly do buy your tickets in advance, because we are seeing games sell out in advance before the day of. If you want a specific seat or need a specific seat, that is your place to get it, so you can guarantee your seat. You got to just buy in advance and buy ahead of time.
Always a great experience. I will attest to that, as I enjoyed last Tuesday. Whether or not the win or lose happens on the field,
and we
the
won't
experience is always great.
And we won't blame you at all for it.
Well, I'll be out not tonight, but next Tuesday I'll be out again. So fantastic. I'll try again. Tyler Kring of the Great Lakes Loons, as always, dive in. Loons dive baseball in, time. Loons.com. That's Loons.com. Every Tuesday, we talk with Tyler Kring, Great Lakes Loons baseball.